We've got him here in the studio now. Scott Washington, History Matters. How are you?
Very good, Aaron. Glad to be here today.
This is such a whirlwind show. Like, we had a whole bunch of people coming in last hour.
It's wonderful.
We'll do this. Yeah.
Well, you're a great host, great DJ, great station. I mean, you can't go wrong listening to WCHL. So
this is why I want to bring you in every single week. I'm like, I only have 10 minutes the whole week. You know, I got to bring Scott in.
And you can also stream this live anywhere in the world.
Yes.
I have a friend in Sierra Leone. Who said she listened to this show.
Oh, that's awesome.
And I said, that's 5,000 miles away. That's pretty good.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it redefines what the word local is. It's like the planet Earth.
Yep. Well, I mean, I tell the story. I was at Nerd Night last night for the Chapel Hill Public Library thing, and I was talking about democracy, and I told the story, my favorite story about the constitutional ratification process, which we've talked about, which is that the Constitutional Convention got started 2 weeks later than it was originally supposed to because it took the delegates from New Hampshire that long to get from New Hampshire to Philadelphia, times and transportation being what it was. You can get to the moon and back in half that time today because it only takes 3 days to get up and back. So the world today really is smaller now than the United States of America was in 1787, if you think about communication and transportation and just our ability to connect with each other.
Well, and even this issue of borders has been redefined. You know, we think of the Great Wall of China that did not, in the end, keep out the foreign invaders.
Right.
Well, the same thing with our borders and the Russian influence on the elections and going through social media.
So. Well, not to mention the Great Wall of China. How about the Berlin Wall, which fell this week in history, this day in history, right?
Yes. That's
November 9th, 1989.
That's pretty
fall of the Berlin Wall.
That's right. That's a pretty major accomplishment in its own way, just to show that sometimes those rigid systems don't work.
Yep.
And attempts to constrain people don't work because those that inner quest, that inner burning fire for freedom just is part of the human spirit.
Yep.
And that's something that we see in those first 10 amendments that Hillsborough had such a big part in making sure that we had as part of our Constitution.
There you go.
In fact, today, there's a couple of interesting things when you mentioned about today. One is, it's a birthday of Hedy Lamarr. Now, this was an actress, 1914. But what she does, she and another composer, George Antheil, developed a secret communication system in the beginning of World War II using spread spectrum and frequency hopping. Now, this is all technical stuff, but it's all stuff that's used in wireless technology even today.
Yeah,
isn't that just wild to think about? Is that the stuff
being you imagine
used,
like Lindsay Lohan coming out with the next iPhone is basically what this was in World War II.
And it just shows that kind of creativity that is very much a part of history. It is not just battles or political conventions. History, we are standing on the shoulders of people like Hedy Lamarr, though I wouldn't stand on her shoulders, but the idea that what people do creatively affects our history and what we do today, which is just remarkable.
And it's also really remarkable, like Hedy Lamarr had, she was known as this sort of bombshell actress, and she had a lot of sort of typical sex symbol roles in the 40s, but she herself was this incredibly brilliant figure, and it speaks to the roles that women were forced into sort of in terms of movies and cinema. Judy Holliday is another one. She won Best Actress for Born Yesterday, which is this movie about this dumb blonde who whose husband is a senator, and she stumbles into this corruption thing, but she plays a dumb blonde in the movie. She herself, Judy Holliday, was this brilliant, brilliant person.
Well, look at Shirley Temple, who as a child star and then becomes
ambassador.
Exactly. So there are no limits to people who are creative and vision. And those who try to do that, who and I think one of the, we were talking just briefly beforehand about the role of people being exposed for sexual harassment in positions of power, that we've seen a sea change that's just as historical as the Confederate monuments and the people turning on why are we putting monuments up to people who are fighting against the United States. The same kind of sea change is occurring from towards anybody who is trying to take a position of power and use that as leverage against women or anyone else.
Yep.
And I think that's a remarkable and a very good change
yep.
that we're seeing. In fact, the election yesterday was kind of remarkable itself
yep.
That we saw in so many different ways and so many different people who were elected that did not fit the usual kind of profile of the current administration, which
yeah.
is remarkable
and
in
good
and of
for
itself.
Them.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
There's another thing in terms of we can look at what happened this week. Another birthday of a fellow named Gail Borden, born in 1801. And if that name sounds slightly familiar, on November 9th, 1801, when he was born, he develops the process for making condensed milk, which
nice.
Is not only useful in many things, but even in developing countries, still very mm-hmm. much used.
Yep.
So those are kind of fun. There's another couple of things that are very important. Of course, we have Veterans Day tomorrow. On Saturday.
Saturday, technically. The event at the Orange County Memorial is tomorrow,
yes.
right? The site of the Orange County Veterans
that's right.
Memorial.
Yeah. yeah. So, but that's the Veterans Day is an important holiday. It coincides with the end of hostilities, World War I, the 11th hour, the 11th day of the 11th month. Yeah.
And we're going to celebrate the 100th anniversary next year, right?
Yes, yeah, that's very important. But yep. it's a time when we recognize veterans. And it's differentiated from Memorial Day, though I think that we kind of do both of these. But mm-hmm. Veterans Day is to really celebrate those people who have served the country in different capacities throughout many different wars who are still with us. And it's a good time to remember that those people who have served our country still need services. Especially those who have suffered from PTSD.
Yep.
We don't need to forget them, but to remember them and provide those services and support. So
yep.
Veterans Day is a very important kind of day as well.
Yeah.
Also, this happens this week as well, which is on November 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And November 10th is, in 1898, is when something happens in the state's history
mm-hmm.
that's very important. It's in Wilmington.
Maybe one of the most important things to happen in North
yes.
Carolina, and it got forgotten for so many years, and it's
right.
being brought
well, it
back.
Got, this is where it got re-imaged,
yep.
and at the time it was called the Wilmington Race Riot. But actually, these were white supremacists, a small mm. group that the previous day there had been an election and a fusion party, which was an interracial group of African-Americans and whites had been elected to the city council, and Wilmington was a thriving city that had cross-racial population and involvement
thriving
and leadership.
Newspaper.
That's right.
Yep.
And white supremacists led by a local fellow named Alfred Marie Waddell rose up, and they marched on the newspaper run by the African American, and they burned it to the ground. There was a number of deaths and murders and intimidation and violence. And it is the only recorded instance that we know of, and maybe there are others, but of an actual coup d'etat. The elected officials were deposed. The white supremacists came into power, and Moore Waddell was also elected then as the mayor, and it changed the South. And
yep.
President McKinley did nothing despite the appeals, and I've read some of those, very heartfelt. And that sent a signal throughout the whole South that, well, it's game on,
yeah.
and we have a whole half century of Jim Crow
yep.
Laws that get enacted in very vicious ways. But that is probably profound. And, of course, as you pointed out, Wilmington, this is just history that is, I wouldn't say necessarily covered up, but it is played down.
Yes.
Until a century later, when finally the State Archives really looks at this very seriously, and so does actually the News and Observer, and does a very profound series.
And this really speaks to the debate that we're having in Chapel Hill about Silent Sam and about
yes.
all of these Confederate memorials that are all over the South and across the country.
That's
the
right.
argument that people make about, oh, we should keep them up because we don't want to forget our history.
Right.
The act of putting those statues up in the first place in the 1910s and 20s mm-hmm. and 30s was part of a very conscious campaign
yes.
to whitewash our history
right.
and to to sweep events like the Wilmington takeover mm-hmm. under the rug. So the act of taking down the statue is not necessarily forgetting. It's not forgetting our history. That's the act of remembering our history, right. And putting it up is the act of forgetting our history. And we've talked about this before, too, that the state of North Carolina, mm-hmm. the General Assembly, shortly before, I think, they passed that that bill protecting quote-unquote statues, they voted at pretty much the same time to remove one statue, mm-hmm. which is still in Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. It's a statue. Every single yes. state gets two statues in this room recognizing great figures from the state's history. One of those statues in the Capitol building in D.C. Yeah. is of Charles Aycock,
right.
who was governor from, I'm looking at a page here, 1901 to 1905,
yes.
white supremacist, very instrumental in the mm-hmm. Wilmington riots. And the state of North Carolina 2 years ago, the same General Assembly that voted to protect all of these statues, because God, we don't want to forget our history, did the right thing
yes.
and voted to remove that statue and replace it. It hasn't been taken down yet
no.
because the guy they voted to replace it with is technically still alive. Is still alive, and technically
yeah.
you can't put the statue up until after the person passes away. But the person that they're replacing it with is Billy Graham, who is celebrating his 99th birthday
right.
this week, 2 days ago.
That's right,
yeah.
Which is...
Sorry, I had to, like, I saw
no, no,
all of
is,
these
oh,
pieces, and I'm like,
perfect.
I have to piece all of this together.
That's right. Well,
isn't
no,
that fascinating,
well, this
though?
Is,
yeah.
It is really fascinating. And, you know, I think of that sea change we talked about in statuary commemoration and people doing this double take and looking at these with new eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Landrieu down in New Orleans gave a great speech several months ago about this, as they were finally taking down four of these statues themselves, saying, why are these here? And what
yep.
does this say about our city?
Yeah.
And so it's an important dialogue. It's why history matters, because it is important to take another look at what's going on and to say, no, there shouldn't be an abuse of power
mm-hmm.
or the abuse of power of putting up statues that commemorate situations and people that do not reflect our common values.
Yep.
And also the same thing with anybody who dares to say, because of my position of power, you have to do what I say or else you don't get a job. No. And I think that's what we're seeing as well,
yep.
Which is very good.
Yeah. We gotta wrap up in a minute. I've got to mention one thing, because
okay,
we started
good.
By talking about the Nerd Night talk I gave last night about the founding era. Tom Jensen of Public Policy Polling gave a talk about conspiracy theories mm-hmm. and the number of people who believe them. And I think it's somewhere in the 5 to 9% range. I can't remember what the exact number was of Americans. I think it's closer to 5% believe that Paul McCartney of the Beatles is actually dead and has been replaced by an imposter. And I mention that because today is supposedly the 51st anniversary of the car crash that killed Paul McCartney on November 9th, 1966.
And it was a Detroit DJ
yep.
That started playing this record backward and said, look, you can hear it says Paul is dead.
Yeah. Paul is dead. Yeah. Yeah.
Which is just wild to think about.
Although, fun fact, and this had to have been intentional, because this is too much of a coincidence to just be a coincidence. If this is true, by the way, if you look at the album cover for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, that drum in the middle where it says Lonely Hearts
yeah.
in the very middle of it, hold a mirror up to the right, the center of Lonely Hearts, and what you will see is a message that says, where Lonely Hearts, like in mirror reverse, says I1IX, arrow points up to directly to Paul McCartney, he die.
Wow.
It's
true. Of course,
true.
This will not aid the conspiracy
theory. Will not aid the conspiracy theory at all, but that is the weirdest thing.
Publicists will say,
thing.
Oh, excellent. Yeah.
Like a reference to 11/9, so November 9th, arrow pointing directly at Paul McCartney saying he dies. Like,
well, there you go.
Actually true. You can do it.
And
it's
that
hilarious.
Led to a lot of sales of
yeah.
these albums.
So, oh, yeah,
you know,
big
it was
time.
One of the
oh,
promotional,
man.
Promotional gigs that I think I can.
As if the
imagine.
Beatles needed more of that. Like, John Lennon and McCartney did not have enough money as it was. They needed more of that.
Yeah, but that's a. That is a great story, and it did happen this week.
Yes.
And that's part of history.
It may have happened this week.
And trying to figure out what are the difference between facts and what is made-up stories.
Yep.
And I think that's an important part of what the whole discussion of history is all about.
There you go. History matters. Scott Washington, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Aaron.